KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's take a look at sports this morning. First in high school girls basketball action around the area last night. A slight upset last night in girls hoops as Cam defeated AHSTW 59-54. It was a balanced effort for Cam last night. Marissa Speaker with 11 points, 4 steals, 3 assists. Reese Snyder also had 11 points. Mallory Benkin had a 10-point night. Zoe Baylor, 8 points and 3 steals, helping the Cougars to that early season win. Also, Trainer beat Thomas Jefferson 41-12, Lennox over Clarinda 75-39, Newell Fonda topping Kemper Catholic 80-40, ADM beat Van Meter 66-46, Twin Cedars over Orient Maxburg 29-23 in girls high school basketball last night. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says it's time to play games. The 5th-ranked Hawkeyes open the season at home today against North Carolina Central. There is concern about how the pandemic will affect this season, and McCaffrey says he'd like to see more flexibility when it comes to what the postseason might look like.
I think there's got to be flexibility on the back end so we don't cancel, we postpone and reschedule. So I think you need more time to get games in. If we can get games in, get them in. If you have to cancel them, don't cancel them for good, postpone them and get somebody else and keep playing.
McCaffrey believes the protocols in place will allow the season to be played.
We're in daily testing. That's not a cure, but it does give us a sense of where our guys are right now in terms of health. Guys are ready to play. I'm sure our opponents are ready to play. And we'll just deal with, you know, cancellations if they come. And if they don't, we'll play the game.
We'll have that game for you this afternoon here on the radio. The season opener for the 5th-ranked Hawkeyes against North Carolina Central. 3:03 is tip time at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We're on the air at 2 o'clock this afternoon with the pregame. Iowa State freshman Xavier Foster hopes to play a role for the Cyclones. The 7-foot native of Oskaloosa has battled injuries as ISU prepares for Sunday's opener against Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Considering where I've came from with the injuries, how I've been playing in practice, I would love to see myself being like 7th, 8th man coming off the bench. Like when they need a break, I'll go in there, bust my behind for a solid 3-4 minutes, you know, try to just give us a little bit more energy, you know, just be the guy off the bench that Coach Green let off.
Foster says he's learned a great deal about the physical nature of college basketball from junior George Condit and senior Solomon Young.
That to me has been the greatest learning experience because they are just like they're older guys, you know, they're never going to be there to just beat on you. Like they're going to beat on you. They're going to give you some tips how to help with it. Things that can, like, they're always there to make me better.
Yeah, and the Cyclones open up on Sunday. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter did not schedule a cupcake for the Hawkeyes season opener. Iowa hosts an experienced Northern Iowa team that won last year's meeting by 22 points in Cedar Falls.
This UNI team is obviously really good, and they gave us everything we could handle, plus more at their place last year. And they took at us pretty good.
UNI returns all 5 starters, and Bluter says her team feels like a substantial underdog. UNI coach Tanya Warren says the Panthers are anxious to get going.
I couldn't be more proud of what these young women do, what they sacrifice, and their willingness to do the right things to make sure that we have an opportunity to compete.
UNI will be in search of its first win in Iowa City since 2006. The 15th-ranked Iowa State women's basketball team opens up today against Nebraska Omaha. Senior center Kristen Scott says the players were always confident that there would be a season.
That's never been a doubt in our minds. So I think finally that we can officially say it's game week and we have no concerns coming in. We've been practicing at Hilton, and I think when we had our first practice at Hilton, that kind of made it seem more real.
And again, their season getting underway today. New look Drake women's basketball team opens the season today at Creighton. Bulldog coach Jenny Peranchik says she must replace a talented senior class, including 3 starters from a team that posted a 6th straight 20-win season.
Their strength of schedule is another really good one. And we'll just have to, you know, keep going and continue to get better and have a lot of fun, because that's what this season is all about. It's about, you know, obviously staying safe, healthy, caring for each other, but also just loving the game and just having a blast playing.
Drake is picked to finish fourth in the Missouri Valley Conference. The Iowa Print Sports Writers Association's All-State football teams were released yesterday afternoon. Here's a look at local honorees. Class 1A among the first team selections, Lane Speaker of CAM, Ryan Stortenbecker of East Mills, Joey Schramm of Audubon, Seth Malcolm of Fremont Mills, Cale Pevestorf of Coon Rapids Bayard, Gavin Smith of Audubon, and Gus McNeil of East Union. Second team selections. In the small class, the eight-man class, Lane Pryor of Woodbine, Cooper Langfeld of Fremont Mills, Dylan Hofer of Woodbine, Colby Rich of CAM, Ethan Clucky of Audubon, and Jake Malcolm of Fremont Mills. Third team selections, Will Regaller of Arweva, Josh Ramirez of Coon Rapids Bayard, Devin Whipple of Lennox, Joe Kaufman of CAM, Joel Clucky of Audubon, and Cade Tickner of CAM. Class A, first team picks include Sam Rallis of St. Albert, Talon Myers of Southwest Valley, Rex Johnson of Logan Magnolia, Sam Wilbur of St. Albert, Trey Melby of Logan Magnolia, Eddie Vlesic of Riverside, Drake Woods of Riverside, and Kalen DeVault of Nottoway Valley. Second teamers, Avery Filippi of Nottoway Valley and Tony Ace of Nottoway Valley. Third teamers include Austin Kremkoski of Riverside, Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia, Joe Hedger of Logan Magnolia, Alex Osdemore of Tri-Center, Rhett Bentley of Riverside, John Gebby of Nottoway Valley. Class 1A first teamers include Evan Taylor of Panorama, Braden Woolen and Easton Elledge of Underwood, Chris Gardner of Underwood, and Caden Jensen of ACGC. Second team picks include Dominic Walker of Panorama. His teammates, Lucas Leiferman and Drew Taylor, along with Gavin Cornelison of ACGC. Third team picks include Jared Wasson of Panorama, Victor Gonzalez of ACGC, Simon Wagner of Kemper Catholic, Alex Ravlin of Underwood, Scott Pearson of Underwood. Class 2A first team selection is Nathan Barnes of Clarinda. Among the second team picks, Colin Mullinex of Atlantic, Crew Howard of Clarinda, Cole Ridner of Clarinda. Third team selections include Brendan Atkinson and Grant Sturm, both of Atlantic, along with Braden Smith and Jackson Morton of Greene County. Third team for a Class 3A first team selections include Thomas Fedoni of Lewis Central, Hunter Deo of Lewis Central, Connor Frame and Will McLaughlin, both of Harlan. Second team picks include Logan Katzer and Nick Miller of Lewis Central, Ryan Bloom and Silas Bales of Glenwood, and Aiden Hall of Harlan. Third team picks include Harlan's Jacob Schechinger and Jameson Beaker, Joseph Faw and Joey Moser, also Colby Berg of Creston OM. Class 4A, a third team pick, Timmy Thompson of Abraham Lincoln. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz did not expect the margin of victories to be as large as they have been the past few weeks. The Hawkeyes take a three-game win streak into Friday's game against Nebraska, and the average margin of victory has been 30 points.
The way the conference is, you can't really relax. We did have a chance maybe a couple weeks before, but I can assure you, nobody in our camp saw it coming in either case, you know, and sometimes it just happens, but I think it's a credit to our guys playing better football. And I will say this, I think our guys are, for the most part, staying focused for the, you know, for the full 60 minutes. And that sometimes is easier said than done.
Hawkeyes won five straight against the Huskers, the last two decided by last second field goals. We'll have Friday's game for you here on the radio. That'll be a 10 o'clock pregame start time. Noon is kickoff from empty Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says there's been no mention of a conference title this week as the 15th-ranked Cyclones visit Texas Friday, and with a victory would clinch at least a share of the Big 12 championship.
The reality of who we are is not steering away from what's allowed us to become successful. And, you know, what that has been is been the ability to grow as the season's gone on. The ability to understand, you know, you play one play at a time, one game at a time, and there will be a team at the end of the season that has had the ability to continue to grow.
Campbell has led the program into some uncharted territory. It's a short week of practice, but they've stuck to their routine. That game coming up on Friday. Alabama's number one in the first college football playoff rankings of the season, followed by Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State. Texas A&M was fifth and Florida sixth, followed by unbeaten Cincinnati at seven, the best ranking for a non-Power 5 team in the seven-year history of the selections committee rankings. Another unbeaten team from outside the Power 5 was not so highly regarded by the committee. BYU was slotted at 14th, behind teams like number 11 Oklahoma and number 13 Ohio State, among others. Iowa's number 24 in that initial poll. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.